From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Farron Young.
I was offered the love of a girl who is married, a girl who said she'd be true. So I went to my heart to get the right answer. Here's what my heart said to do. Turn her down, down, you foolish man. Turn her down and leave her alone. Turn her down, down, as fast as you can. Turn her down and send her back home. And I told my heart that this girl was so lonely and that I was so lonely too. But my heart said, forget her, forget that you met her. There's only one right thing to do.
Turn her down, down, you foolish man. Turn her down and leave her alone. Turn her down, down, as fast as you can. Turn her down and send her back home.
Well, so thank you, folks. Thanks an awful lot. And a great big welcome to all of our friends and neighbors here at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, sir. Tonight's lineup of Grand Ole Opry favorites, Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Miss Del Wood, and the entire Opry gang.
All right, you are, Grant. And to add even more to your country music fun, well, sir, I've invited over two real fine fellas that you all know and enjoy. Charlie and Ira Lubin. Well, sir, I'm just about like you folks out there. I'd like to jump right into a song by Charlie and Ira, but first we got to get a feller out here who's just chomping at the bit, so I guess we better bring him on out, and I want to hear what he says, because he's always got a good word for everybody. He's everybody's friend. Here he is now, the creature from the Hornwall Born Lot, Rod Brasfield.
Much obliged for that fine music. Howdy, Mr. Byrne.
Howdy, Rodney.
Oh, it's good to see you, boy.
Good to see you, partner.
You know, by Ned, it's cold tonight, ain't it?
You ain't kidding, it's cold.
In fact, it's been cold last two or three nights around my house. It was so dad busted cold at my house last night, I'll bet my teeth was just a-chattering.
You say you bet your teeth was chattering. Well, don't you know?
No, we don't sleep together.
Come up here, Rodney. Listen, I ain't seen you in quite a spell. I'd like to check up on your family, and especially one favorite member of your family. How's old Uncle Sipe doing?
Uncle Sipe?
Yeah.
Well, last time I seen him, he was pretty fire, but not so good. He went duck hunting the other day, poor old thing, and just nearly blowed his nose off.
Oh, no, Rodney.
Yeah, he just had a terrible cold.
I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
I've got to go and get him some handkerchiefs for Christmas. I've got to do some Christmas shopping. Look at the money there, boy. I got the,
great,
the,
Scott. Hey, there, what's boy? That money doing so cold? Goodness, it feels like
cold.
A chunk of ice, yeah.
Well, I keep it in the ice box at home.
In the ice box? What for?
Well, ain't a store in town that'd sell me a thing if I don't just shell out the cool cash. Yeah. Guess where I got all that money, Fern?
I don't know, Ronnie. Where'd you get it?
I just collected from my mother-in-law's insurance.
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah. I had that old booger insured. I had her insured with the Hartford Company.
Hey, wait a minute. A Hartford Company, did I understand you to say
yeah.
that? Well, yeah. Rod Brasfield, the Hartford Insurance Company, happens to be a fire insurance
yeah,
company.
And I just happen to know where she is going, too. Hey, Fern.
Yeah.
Funny thing happened to me yesterday. I was down here in the city market.
Uh-huh.
I went down there to get me a watermelon, and I forgot and happened to think it was too late for it. I was standing there just like a human, minding everybody's business but mine. And there's an old lady standing there on the corner selling apples.
Apples?
Yeah. And there was an Englishman standing there by her selling grapes.
Grapes?
And the way he was hollering out about his grapes was just to ruining this old woman's sale for her apples.
How is that, right?
Well, this is how it sounded. The old lady over here hollering, apples, apples, green apples, green apples today. Englishman over here hollering, gripes, gripes, gripes.
No wonder, no wonder.
Man, I gotta go. I got me a new job now.
Oh, you did?
Yep, I'm with the fire department.
Fire department, Rodney? No joke.
Sitting there in the fire hall today and the telephone rung, see, and I answered it, and it was some old maid. She was all excited and up in the air. She says, "This is the fire department?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "Well, come over here to my house quick." Says, "There's a man, there's a burglar, a man trying to climb in my window."
A man trying to climb in the old maid's window?
Yeah, wow. And I says, "Well, now look, lady, you don't want the fire department, you want the police department."
Oh, that's right.
She says, "No, I don't. I want the fire department, because I want him to have a ladder."
Say, Farron, nature sure blessed Charlie and Ira Lubin with fine voices, eh?
They sure did, Grant. Just like she blessed Prince Albert with that wonderful flavor.
Isn't that the truth? Prince Albert tastes like nature meant tobacco to taste. You know, PA holds and heightens the rich, full flavor nature puts in its tobacco. So there's a whole world of honest-to-goodness natural tobacco taste in every pipeful. On top of that, PA is mighty cool and comfortable. Always fresh, too.
And what's more, Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack neat and firm, and it's smoked smooth and long burning. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Yes, it's easy to see why Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. But I'd like all the pipe and Makin's men listening in to find out for themselves just how mild and tasty a smoking tobacco can be. How about it, fellas? Say, next time, ask for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's the National Joy Smoke.
Well, so we're just on the way here a little bit with our Grand Ole Opry tonight, and we're all ready again for another high point. And no use in no long introduction for these fellows we got coming out here either, because you all know who they are. So let's just make them welcome with a great big round of applause, Charlie and Ira Lubin. Come on out here, boys. Hi there. You know, you fellas happen to be one of my favorite duets, but from looking at you, Ira, it looks to me like you've got the song on your mind.
I'm just dying to sing my favorite song.
Are you going to sing one?
Yeah. Charlie's going to stand by and pick while I sing my latest release, Cash on the Barrel.
Hey, good. Let's hear it.
Got in a little trouble at the county seat. Lord, they put me in the jail. I'm smoking on the street. When the judge heard the verdict, I was a guilty man. He said $45 for 30 days in the can. And that'll be cash on the barrel this soon. You can take your choice, you win. No money down, no credit plan. No time to chase you, but I'm a busy man. I had a good-hearted jailer with a six-gun hill. He let me call long distance. She said, "Number, please." And no sooner than I told her, she shouted out at me. Well, that'll be cash on the barrel, it's song. In part not half, but the entire sum. No money down, no credit plan. Cause a little bird tells me traveling man. 30 days in the jailhouse, 4 days on the road. I was feeling mighty hungry, my feet a heavy load. I saw a greyhound coming, stuck up my thumb. And just as I was being seated, the driver caught my arm. So that'll be cash on the barrel, bitch, son. This old gray dog gets paid to run. When the engine stops, along the wheel won't roll. Give me cash on the barrel, head, I'll take you down the road.
Well, so the sound of an accordion on Grand Ole Opry always means that it's hymn time. And tonight I've asked Charlie and Ira to drop by and help me because these fellows were voted the number one sacred singing group of 1956. And we picked out one we hope that all you folks will enjoy. In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Thank you, folks. Thanks an awful lot. And right now, here comes a fellow with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Farron, how did you enjoy Thanksgiving?
Oh, Grant, I had a wonderful time. A great big dinner with all the fixings, and then I took out my makings and enjoyed a smoke for myself.
Say, those makings, you mean Prince Albert and an OCB paper?
Well, what else? You know, Prince Albert has the makings of a perfect smoke, Grant.
Indeed I do. Prince Albert is easy rolling, mild, tasty, and always fresh. Nature puts a flavor in P.A., and P.A.'s own special process keeps and even improves this flavor. Yes, sir, you get a real tasty cigarette when you roll up a making smoke with P.A.
And don't forget that crimp-cut P.A. won't blow around or dribble out the ends, either.
No wonder P.A. is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, sir, anybody listening right now doesn't have to listen too hard to know that that fine guitar work is being done by our favorite Grand Ole Opry guitar picker, the RCA Victor recording star. Let's say hello to Chester Atkins.
Thank you.
Well, so that's mighty fine, Chester. Thanks an awful lot. Well, so neighbors, if you don't mind, right along here, I'm just going to stop talking. Just real stop talking real cold. Ain't nothing wrong, mind you. I just know when I'm beat. We got somebody coming out here can out-talk you, me, or anybody else. And here she comes right now, the gossiper of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Well, woo! That has made my day. Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Oh, I'm telling you, those whistles come few and far between when you get my age. Well, sir, I still love to hear them, though. I had an awful experience this afternoon. I was up in town here early this afternoon, and I had brung in a little money with me. I was going to do some early Christmas shoplifting, and I got all my packages. Oh, I just had lots of little packages. I'd been doing a good deal of trading. And I wanted to go to the picture show, so I took all them packages in there with me. And just as I started to sit down in the picture show and get all my packages all put down, and I had to get my coat off, and then I had to open my popcorn. And all of a sudden, there's a fella in front of me turned around and says, "What's the matter with you, lady? Are you building a nest?" But you know, last night, well, we were sitting at home talking about this here cold weather that we've been having, and we were saying that we thought it was a good idea because it kills all the snakes and bugs, you know. And sir, talking about snakes, I never could forget last summer. I was out there at home, and there was the funniest looking little old snake come up right behind me, and he said,
"Hi, Demon."
Oh, shut up. Robbie, you scared me to death.
Scared you?
Yeah.
Oh, Minnie, honey, I didn't think you'd be scared of a big, handsome, fine-looking feller.
I ain't, Rodley. Show me one. Where is he?
That makes me so mad. If I had a goat burger, I'd slap.
Rodley, you know, I think you're a gay old prairie dog.
Gay old prairie dog?
Yeah, the kind the girls gopher.
Gopher. Dogs. Gopher. Prairie dog. Speaking of dogs, I had a terrible dog accident coming into town.
You did?
I was coming in on the bus, and the bus, the little old dog just scooted across in front of the bus. That bus run over him and just whacked his tail off.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just right up close to the curb bar.
It
It didn't hurt his carriage, but it sure did ruin his wagon.
Oh.
Well, sir, I felt sorry for that little dog, and I jumped down there, and I grabbed him, and I went in one of these places where they make clothes, a tailor shop, and I tried to get that feller to sew that little dog's tail back on, and by Ned, that old man wouldn't do it.
Why not?
He was afraid the law would get him for retailing dogs without a license. At least that's what he said.
Rodley, tell me about your Uncle Sipe and his operation. How's he doing since his operation?
I don't know many gal. I just don't know many gal. I just don't know many gal. I won't know until I talk to the doctor what operated on him.
You think he'd have a little inside information, huh? No, Rodley, now listen, I...
Wait a minute, let me laugh. That's a good one.
Rodley, listen.
Of course he'd have inside information. He wanted...
That's all right. Listen, Rodley, I never will forget that time you was out at the hospital a couple of years ago, and I went out there to see you.
Yeah.
You sure had a cute nurse.
Oh, wasn't she a honey?
Yeah, that was when you was getting better and suddenly took a turn for the nurse.
Yeah.
Well, she was cute.
Oh, she was cute. She was a sure... She was an angel of mercy.
Oh, an angel of mercy.
Yes, sir. You know what she done, Minnie?
What?
Why, she cooled my fever down by just laying her little hand on my face.
Well, I'll say she laid her hand on your face. I could hear it clear down the hall. Bye now. See you next week.
Oh, me, that was an awful lot of fun, Minnie. Thank you an awful lot. Well, sir, I can't think of only one thing to do right now, so how about all you folks and myself enjoying another visit from Charlie and Ira Lubin? Come on out here, boys.
Thank you. I'm telling you, we're really having a wonderful time tonight on the Prince Albert.
We've been having a wonderful time. We're so happy to have you fine boys here. Say, it's a duet this time now. I want to hear y'all get together and do some harmonizing.
Okay, Farron, we got one we just can't hardly keep up with, entitled You're Running Wild.
Well, that's my favorite. Let's hear it, boys.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love you never share. It's more than I can bear. You're running wild. And I've gone away. You'll think of what you've done while running wild. I can't go on. You'll have to choose the way. You'll have to go or stay. Stop running wild.
Thank you an awful lot there, Charlie and Ira Lubin. Hey, and looky here. Here comes the queen of the country music piano players, Dale Wood. Wonderful there, Dale. Thanks an awful lot. You know, at the beginning of the show, we sang a brand new song entitled Turn Her Down. We'd like to kind of turn the record over right now and try the other side for you wonderful folks. It's kind of a special kind of ballad, and we have hopes that you folks out there might like it. It's our newest capital release of I'd Be Satisfied With Love.
Just let me love you as long as I live. Be the taker and just let me give, and I'd be satisfied with love. Just let me make you a part of my dream,
And my darling, as strange as it seems, I'd be satisfied with love. It's true, and I know this love could end in tears, but I will love you strong enough to last through the years. I'd be happy just being near you each day. Funny that I should feel this way, but I'd be satisfied with love. Satisfied with love.
Well, the doggone it, we ain't gonna have to go again, neighbors, but we know that we're all gonna be getting together with you again next Saturday night, so that makes everything okay. Now, you be on hand, because next week we're going to come calling for you in the old buckboard again. And up in the driver's seat will be the singing ranger, Hank Snow. And guess who he's bringing along? The wonderful comedy outfit, Lonzo and Oscar. So you have a great time in store for you next Saturday night. Until then, this is Byron Young saying thanks for everything. All you neighbors out there, come down and see us at Grand Ole Opry. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's all new. It's the wonderfully different all-new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
That's right. That's the special wonderful fact you'll notice when you light up a new Cavalier. It tastes just great. It's really great smoke.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste. Lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. Lots of rich, smooth, natural tasting flavor. You enjoy fine taste, puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful taste experience of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
Win with new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.